I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Mitch.
And I'm Greg, and this is Side Note,
a podcast where every episode we chat about life and what's stumping us right now.
And then we research and splice in all the science and mind-blowing shiznit throughout so you are entertained while simultaneously learning. Today we're going to be talking about Elon Musk. We're going to start with some stories about Grimes and when our Google Home tried to kill us. And then we're going to get into the debate section because I, Greg, think Elon Musk is super sketchy, but Mitch for a long time has been a pretty big fan. So let's get into it.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, sup?
Whoa.
What's up?
Mask Greg is here.
How you doing? I got a lot of dandruff today.
Wait, I'm trying to think, like, what you straight
Wait, dandruff?
I got a lot of dandruff. I got my crop top. Apparently, those are in this summer. I'm just jamming out
Wait,
to the beats.
Wait, what? Are you straight, Greg? Why are you wearing a crop top?
Straight guy? Hello, it's fashion, okay? The gays do it first, and the straights take it over. Crop tops are all over EDM concerts this summer. Get with it.
You know what? Actually, when I went to school in Australia for a semester, and when I was there, this was before men here really wore short shorts. Every straight that's how you say it in Australia. Was wearing, okay, I can't do the accent right now, was wearing like the shortest shorts, especially like when they were jacked and muscle bros. I was like, is that? But now I feel like that's happening here where it's like you don't know someone's gay based on their shorts anymore.
Bros the way hipsters looked like 5 years ago. It's just how fashion works, okay? Mm-hmm. It's true. You go into Toronto to the King West straight vibes, they looked what they used to make fun of.
Yeah, it's so true.
Gosh.
Straight men.
It's like, just be original for once. Speaking of straight men, we're talking about the muskiest of them all.
The muskiest.
Elon Musk. But we're going to get to the debate later because we are on different sides
of
this coin.
We have lots of opinions.
But first we're going to do
story time. Story time.
Story time.
Story time.
Oh my God.
I was getting there.
I'm so happy that we spent 2 weeks nonstop practicing that because that was really good.
I know. We're nailing it.
Honestly, get us a Spotify sponsorship. I don't even know.
Wait, what? Like, just, you mean like an album?
I don't know,
on Spotify?
An album on Spotify, which we already have. Which we already have.
Yeah,
if you didn't know,
go listen to our mailbag on Spotify.
Type in the Periodic Table song has like millions of streams.
I know.
Sometimes I see like really amazing, brilliant, up and coming artists, and the fact that we have more streams makes me depressed because we don't deserve them in the way that some of these jazz.
But
I'm really into jazz.
Like, okay, this is not story time. What is your friggin' story?
Grimes.
Say?
Okay, I was getting there. Oh my God. I'm just kidding. I wasn't,
Grimes.
But here I am.
Okay. For people who don't, who's God. Grimes? For people who don't know,
who's Grimes? What, you been living under a metamorphic rock? Just one of the best female singer-songwriters of all time. Thank you, Canadian.
Like, tell us about her, just in case like some people are literally
about. So Grimes is a musician from Canada, from Vancouver. She really came up in like the Montreal sort of scene, you know, like Montreal being one of the coolest cities in all of Canada. Both physically, very cold place, but also trends start there. You know what I mean? Look there, straight boys, if you want to see what you'll be wearing in 10 years.
Oh,
it's
really?
True. Actually? I went to Montreal recently, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Everyone was wearing fat pants. Like, have you ever noticed how, like, cool?
Oh, yeah.
It's
I
now,
can't do that. It scares me.
You're going to, just like when you couldn't do skinny jeans, and then now you've been wearing them for years, right? Yeah. Went to Montreal. Everyone's wearing fat pants. And I was like, this is not cool. Literally bought fat pants like a year later. I think it's skater culture, but this is a different episode. So Grimes, super cool. You know, she comes out with like Oblivion, you know, those songs back in the day. People,
it's very
people
like,
really liked it.
Yeah,
ethereal.
She's also like, you know, introverted, kind of nerdy, like eccentric, like very
true to herself.
Yeah, very authentic in that way. Her that's a buzzword, but it's pop.
Yeah. The thing is, that's amazing. Why I really love her is because her music
is... It's like experimental pop.
Her newest album is incredible. Absolutely incredible. There's a song called Butterfly that's so good. I wanted to make like an ASAP Thought Greg and Mitch episode about the song, and then literally everyone in the office was like, Greg, chill out.
A little niche.
Like, it's not that big a deal. But she's so, like... funny, she's interesting, she's so like awesome to herself. She produces all of her own music because, as we know, Los Angeles is a boys' club. Mm-hmm. The music scene is controlled by white men, and she is, you know, someone who's in her home, in her apartment. She like builds literally like our really weird studio right now. She builds little studios and she like records everything. She plays all of her instruments and she makes like really amazing high quality pop songs. She produces for other people. Word on the street, she might be producing for Lady Gaga's new album.
Oh, that gives me hope.
The gays are shook.
It's been a while since I... No, we didn't need to go in there. There's another episode about Lady Gaga. But, like, I was so on the train when I was young, and then I so fell out. But I always have hope that she's going to come back with, like, the best album of all
time. And I think Grimes is a good crossover. Grimes also worked with another producer named Blood Pop, who made, like... oh, that amazing Justin Bieber song. Like,
okay, you're getting niche, right? Like, where are you going with? Why are we caring about Grimes right now? I mean, I know you love her.
We're only 2 minutes in, and I was expecting to have a 7-minute monologue about Grimes, so I don't know why I'm getting cut off.
Okay.
The end of Grimes' story, which brings us to this Zed moment right now, a time that I blocked from my memory, and it is that apparently she is dating Elon Muskie. And I just don't think it's happening, and it creeps me the F out.
Where were you, and how did you find out that Grimes was dating Elon Musk?
Like, honestly, I blocked it out, and I don't even know what you're talking about, because she's not dating Elon Musk.
Because wasn't there some controversy, too, like, she used to have anti-imperialist in
her
Twitter
bio,
and then when it was announced that they were dating, when she was kind of like, F the system, a little bit, like, was her, like,
yes,
mantra,
well, I
right?
thought she was.
And now she's dating, like, a guy
one of the richest
represents...
people in the world.
Yeah.
And she wore, like, a Tesla necklace. I think it was the Met Gala. The Met Gala. You know, the Met Ball?
Yeah, sure.
I think that's where they first appeared together. Because she always kills it at the Met Ball. You know, Rihanna
like
always
unique.
Wins, but Grimes is always, like, there.
The alternative,
yeah.
Like.
There's a really good photo of Grimes, Katy Perry, and Rihanna. It's so funny, because Katy Perry and Rihanna look glamorous, and Grimes looks like what I think is, like, feta cheese. Like, she just has, like, weird, like, makeup. Like, she's, like, that girl.
Right.
But it was the Met Gala.
Cool.
They showed up together.
What is
with
all these kind of like weird couples, like Ariana Grande and that guy,
Pete Davidson?
You know, like there's a bunch
God.
Of couples that I'm like, you know, who
Why?
Are we to judge? But at the same time, no, is this gonna last?
And it's like when you're like, oh, celebrities, they're just like us, and then they make decisions, and you're like, you're crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
So what do you think? Grimes, like, do you think they met and like are in love?
Like, it actually is like, I'm like, where did they meet? Where does Elon Musk and Grimes hang out?
And to the degree that they're able to like chat in a way that she and he are like, ooh, like, you don't represent the antithesis of what I believe. Let's start dating.
Exactly. I mean, opposites attract, but
That's
I
true.
Trusted her. I still do trust her. I
yeah.
don't know.
Well, that, like, that will get into our debate, but it's like maybe her voice God. In this, like, you know. We'll get in the debate, but like the public can blow things out of proportion at times, and who knows what image is real. And obviously she gets to see a lot more of him than any of us do. So is it fair to like to judge her? Like, is that not in some ways like anti-feminist to be like, Grimes, why are you with this man? Like,
she can
choose who she's with.
I know. And I do trust her. I've never met this lady. Even
but
though
it was it is such a weird pairing. I remember hearing about it. Like seeing a tweet, and
you were
like,
you were
like
excited
news.
To tell me because you knew I would.
Yeah, because I know Greg doesn't really like Elon Musk, and I was like, "Oh, Greg, I got some juicy news for you, like your favorite artist."
I literally, my brain was like, "What?" Like you told me, and I was like, "I don't hear you." What? When it comes to the science of receiving bad news, i.e. finding out that Grimes is dating Elon Musk, or something similar in scope, like finding out your dog died, a new study shows that people prefer directness. Very little, if any, buffering. Essentially, you just need to get to the point.
They surveyed 145 people and found that, for the most part, people value clarity and directness over you being polite. Another study involving chocolate. Okay, I'm about to say chocolate like many times in a row, but just like hang in there, okay? Another study involving chocolate found that when giving participants chocolates, if on their fifth chocolate, the researcher said, "Here is your last chocolate," the participants reported liking that chocolate more than if someone said, "Here is your next chocolate." This is because people are hardwired to want a happy ending. So when it comes to giving someone bad news, be direct, not polite, and then try to end it with something a little bit happier. For example, Grimes is dating Elon Musk, but did you know Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are still going strong? To me, he is like the epitome of Silicon Valley. Like, Silicon Valley scares me. It does, okay? It's a bunch of men now controlling the world, if you think about it, right?
Oh, what's new?
I know, but I thought maybe we'd be in like a new world where like that would change. And it's like, no, we're going to have the center of the world be this little place that all these dudes are going to take
over. I actually don't
over.
Know, too, because I'm thinking in my mind like, yeah, but they're young, progressive, like that men or whatever they are. Is that true? Do we know their politics in terms of like, is Silicon Valley very liberal or is it not?
I mean, it's probably liberal and when you think about it in comparison to like, you know,
Texas.
Like other parts of America. Yeah, did you say Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
just
in comparison
say
to
the
Texas.
Truth, honey.
And I was like also reading an article about like how like the like opera is dying in San Francisco because they're like, we're going to give our money to like actual causes, not like to buy a new wing of the opera. You know what I mean? Like they're like, they're what people our age would do if we got
a
million.
I'm so behind the opera when it's called the orchestra and it's like, stop singing and I just want to hear the orchestra play.
Yeah, that's true. We went to the opera once and we were like, seriously, just shh.
It's like,
because the violins
stop,
are cool.
Yeah, like all the instruments are playing and it sounds beautiful, but you're ruining it. But yeah, Silicon Valley, like, you're
right.
What's
the most Silicon Valley, like, product that you own?
Well, okay, not anymore, but we had a Google Home for a little bit. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, yeah. It was given to, they gave it to us to listen to us.
It was given to us. And I didn't quite put it together at first, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure they were spying on us, as all of our phones are spying on us.
Yeah.
But we got
made a video about that.
We got this Google Home, and I was so excited to set it up, and like, you know, it doesn't really do that much, to be honest. Like, we got it, and I was like, oh, it's so cool, because, like, while I'm cooking a recipe, it can slowly read out the ingredients.
Also, you're
to me.
Always jazzed about new technology.
Yeah, I love when I get to, like, invest in a new phone or a new computer. Like, it's always fun to kind of go into the next generation after you've had something old for a while or something brand new.
You will get so mad at me if I don't, like, spiritually unbox something.
Oh, Greg is the worst at this, and sometimes I'll get things that maybe they're for the both of us, and he'll just, like, rip open and not even care that it's, like, beautifully packaged, and it's, like, literally an experience. I mean, there's channels on YouTube devoted to unboxing. It's not just, like, I'm crazy. Like, I really enjoy getting something that I've researched and I've been excited for. It comes, and then you just, like, take a piece by piece, and then it has nice design, whatever. I think
whenever I watch you do it, I'm like, you are a serial killer.
Okay, I am Team Mitch all the way on this one. Unboxing is so, so soothing. At Christmas, my family will actually get so frustrated with me because I will take like 30 minutes to delicately unwrap one gift at a time. But there is a psychological mechanism at play as to why unboxing is so satisfying. Pamela Rutledge, who is the director of the Media Psychology Research Center, says that people interact with unboxing videos because they feed into their primal curiosity and desire to know what's hidden inside something. The human brain is wired to be curious. It wants to know what's behind stuff, what is stuff, what stuff is good for us, what stuff is bad for us, what stuff is pleasure, what stuff is poison. But unboxing is not a new thing. For example, we've always had little secret toys in a cereal box, or the surprise of a Kinder Egg. Wait, are those illegal in the US? I don't remember. I think Kinder Eggs are legal, but not guns. Anyway, okay. Also, for young viewers like toddlers, unboxing videos can actually act as a cognitive experience and a reassurance mechanism. Like, a kid will watch the same unboxing video over and over and over and over again, and though they know it's the same surprise, seeing that exact same surprise each time is kind of a comforting thing. And for adults who love unboxing videos, often tech unboxing videos, it's because they're sometimes considering to buy the product. So it works as a sort of how-to video, and you're imagining yourself going through the process. I'm pretty sure our favorite thing, mirror neurons, are at play here.
But anyway, this Google Home was pretty cool at first, but it slowly made me realize, like, you know when people, like, get the new Siri, and then they're just like, oh my god, like, the new Siri's so cool. Like, watch this. Hey, Siri. Be-ding. And then they're like, what's 10 times 2? And she's like, 20. And you're like, okay, wow, that's so cool. And then like, hey, Siri, what happens when you die? And she's like, I am not programmed to answer that, or something. Like, and everyone's like, ah, this technology is so crazy and so cool. And it's like, and then you never use it again. And you're like, yeah, that was stupid. And why does everyone get so excited to like show off their Siri? Or even not just Siri, like even the Google. And so the same thing was happening.
What's the Google one called? Ralph?
It
Frank?
Just is like, I think it's just called Google. You just say like, okay, Google. And then it like goes off. I'm like, is my phone about to call?
That wasn't very innovative.
No, I don't know. But anyway, so we have this Google Home, and like, I thought it was cool until one day we were in the basement with some friends playing some video games, and then all of a sudden, our Google Home just started talking to herself from a distance, and no one was there.
And do you remember what it said?
I don't.
It was literally like, I know you're in the basement, but I'm about to come down there and murder
no,
you.
No, that's disgusting. Like, it actually creeps me out because we all stopped, and it wasn't just like a simple phrase. It was like,
no, it was,
we couldn't quite hear it.
I think it like,
it said
actually,
something weird.
It was saying something weird. It was like, are you sure you want to go to Madagascar? And it was like, okay.
And all of our friends were just like, we have to leave your house.
Know what it reminded me of? It's like the modern day Furby. You know how everyone used to say that they put their Furbies away, and then it would
be like,
but mom, where have you been? Or whatever. Yeah, I was like, this is a Furby. I'm unplugging this. We don't need this.
And then we unplugged it, but I was like, does this thing have battery? Because we just put it in a drawer for a while, and I was like, I don't know. I bet it can still hear us. Like, it doesn't work when it's not plugged in, but I bet it's still listening and recording everything we're saying. And
Google.
To that point, though, I'm like, my phone's sitting in front of me right now. They definitely don't need a Google Home to record.
Yeah, are you kidding? Yeah, we've done a video about this. Your phone is capable, very, 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 very capable of listening to you. And if you wanted to, they could. And Google and Facebook. We should talk about Google and Facebook because we get to go to these.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's really fun because of our job and because like YouTube is our main platform and obviously financially is like so involved with us. And we've worked really like alongside YouTube for a long time. Like they've put us on buses and like we really care about their platform and they obviously care about us as creators.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we always have to go to these meetings at Google because that's like who owns YouTube. And it's so funny because it's actually what people think.
Like imagine what the Google office looks
whatever
like.
Whatever you're stereotypically thinking is exactly what it is. Like, everyone's, like, cheerful.
Yeah, it's, like, trendy. It's, like, open concept.
You can be 10 feet from food or something.
There's some weird rule where they have maybe more than 10 feet, but it's, like, there's always a kitchen with snacks ridiculously close.
I feel like everyone at Google is sort of, like, is ASAP Science struggling? Because whenever I go, I bring my bag, and I just, like, grab kombuchas and,
like,
crunch.
You don't mind if I, like, take all these nice
What's
snacks.
The expensive? Cliff bars. I'm like, yo, these are like I spent
like
$4.
Each.
Yeah. So I just like put them in my bag because I'm like, you're Google. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, and
I'm gonna
like,
obviously steal from you.
Where's the swag closet? I'm like, I need pens. Yeah. They definitely are like, why do you need pens so bad and notepads?
And they have these crazy lunches.
I'm literally
lunches.
Using a notepad from YouTube
right now. Yeah,
because I'm like, we'll stock up while we can.
And they have these like
company.
Full chefs that make lunch. Like, because the one we're talking about mainly is the one in Toronto, which isn't even that good. The one in, there's a Silicon Valley of Canada called, I was about to say Hamilton.
Waterloo.
No offense to small town Canada.
Greg's from the city and I grew up in the small town, so I have respect.
Hamilton?
I have respect for other people. And
Hamilton's the Brooklyn of Toronto, apparently. Anyways.
Okay. And where all the ticks are right now, apparently. Get out while you can. We can't bring our dog there.
We have like 7,000 episodes that we could be doing off this one conversation. But the one in Waterloo is amazing. That's actually
it's
the one
huge.
We should start. It's huge. And it's like this old building that they built like a glass thing around. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like in pajama
train
pants.
Or something
and they're
like
just that. Like, the issue there is they can't get people to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone was like, you know, we've created such a fun environment.
But no one leaves.
No one wants to leave. These
and
guys just want to program all night.
They shuttle people too, like from Toronto.
Yeah,
from
wherever you
want to
live.
Bring them in so that they can encourage them because it's like an hour outside or an hour and a half from Toronto.
And Google does this cool thing where it's like the 10%, where like 10% of your time has to go to something that's not your job.
Like a,
so,
creative endeavor.
And that's how they thought of Gmail. That's like an interesting
thing. I think a lot of things I've thought of have come from people like putting their time into that. But having talked to some Google employees, it's like, it's not untrue, but you just sometimes have to work more. Like, everyone at Google, yeah. I think, works really hard that it's like, is that 10% or is it actually like 110 that I'm like going extra over to
but
do
But there's
this.
Something going on but at Google secret. That like they're not telling you, because I'm always, whenever I go there, I'm like, okay, this place is like so fun. Like every room is called
The one that you've never been to in San Bruno, like near San Francisco.
The
like
main
they
one?
Have the main one. They have like a slide.
Oh,
they
no.
have like little pods people can sleep in.
They have
like
cotton candy machine.
Probably. I don't remember, but I think so. Yeah, they have everything you could ever dream of. It's fun. It's a fun space to go into, but I remember when I went to that one, they were very specific about certain areas where it was like, no phones, no cameras, you can't record any screens at any time.
And also, it's like,
like,
yeah.
they're on Gmail, no one cares.
And the like, outside platform of the one in Toronto has all these, like, really fun mini putt
oh, yeah.
things that are, like, based on Toronto.
On, like, a balcony, yeah.
Yeah, and so every time we go, I'm just like, I kind of want to quit my job and just, like, work for Google. Like, yes. I'm pretty sure, but then they always are like, no. Like, you know what I mean? They always look at you
right.
kind of
like you have
I'm like,
freedom.
What's happening that you're not talking? They're like, trust me, you don't. But I'm
no,
like, really?
I think they do
it
love their jobs,
fun.
But it's probably a hard job as well, right? Like, you work hard, but you get the benefits.
And the Facebook one, like, competitor, it's like, we've been to the Facebook offices, like, very similar, I'll say.
But we went only in Los Angeles. That
and
one, right?
overdone wall decals. Did you notice that in the Facebook one? It was like, okay, every wall was
yes.
trying so hard to be like cool. It was like, this is the like birds of paradise wall. And it's like, okay, yeah, like maybe that's gonna help my mood, but like, could you put that money like towards something else? Like, I don't know, like maybe you
like
know, not
stopping
ruining the
fake
world.
News.
Yeah.
You don't need your friggin'
because that's the thing. Google and Facebook, they're so good. When you go in, they're like, welcome to our welcoming atmosphere of all white people. I'm like, come on in. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. And see, all seems
I mean,
so good on the surface.
All white people.
No, I know. But in gens.
It's definitely, yeah. I mean, that's something at least as a company they're open about working
yeah,
on.
They are, especially YouTube. But then it's like, you notice, you're like, okay, but like when we actually you guys have so much money. You know what I mean? Like, you barely employ any people compared to other big companies.
Right.
And if you start thinking critically of all their jobs, it's like, can you stop smiling and making Google look so cute? Because, like, this could all end horribly. Hashtag Elon Musk.
Okay. Should we get to the debate? I feel like we've come full circle of, like, you clearly are ready and you're reared to go.
Oh,
and
Elon Musk,
we
my
know
friend.
Greg's POV here. So I think we should take a little break now. And we are going to come back and get into it.
Well, hello. Oh, this on? Yes, okay. Well, hello. My name is Brenda. I am from 30 miles west of Sudbury, and I am here to tell you how to make sure that these two gay boys podcasts gets a little bit higher in the algorithm on the iTunes. Okay, so you gotta give it 5 stars. You gotta give them a nice review, and you gotta make sure that you subscribe. Okay, because you know these two, they've been working real hard on their podcast. That's what my kids be telling me. And you got Greg. He is just a hoot, and he just, you know, always chipping, chapping, talking so fast. Got to slow my podcast down to even understand one thing he's saying. And he's the gay one. And then you got the straight looker smart one. You got Oh, just found out Mitch himself is a gay there, too. Well, you just cannot tell these days, can you? Everyone is wearing scarves. Anyways, what you need to do, as I've said, you got to subscribe. You got to give it 5 stars. You got to leave a comment. And my daughters tell me that it's going to help these two out. So let's get on right back there to that here podcast. Got the debate section on someone named Elon Musk.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
No idea who that is, but I'm sure he can skin a squirrel. Send it right back to you, boys.
Today we are going to be debating Elon Musk because I feel vindicated.
Well, like, we're not debating him. We're debating about him.
Oh, our opinions on him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Imagine. Hello, Elon. Nice plastic surgery up close.
Oh, whoa. Straight for the jugular. The jugular. Okay, yes, I have a science degree.
Straight for the physical appearance. That was a low blow. Yeah, low blow off the top.
Yeah, let's pull that off the table.
So sorry, Michelle Obama. I did not go high there.
No, yeah.
But it's true. He's creepy looking.
Hey, well, he's like a billionaire. He's allowed to use that money however he wants. Except when it hurts other people. Okay. I mean, I meant on himself.
So I think that Mitch maybe has had more of a change of heart of late. But definitely we've argued about Elon Musk before because I just, in a very like inappropriate speak in absolute ways from the get-go, have been like red flag. Elon Musk, no, not in my life.
Well,
he creeps me out.
What gave you that sense? Because I feel like, here's the thing. I'm not saying you are wrong. And I'm saying, okay, maybe you were right in this case. We're yet to be determined. But I also think there's maybe lots of people you have red flags for that don't come to fruition like this.
Okay.
And we're going to debate whether or not Elon Musk has come to fruition as a villain.
So this is my red flag, and I always...
What was the red flag?
Being a billionaire.
Okay.
That is... You
Why?
Always say this because you're always like, he gives so much to charity. I'm like, if no one on this planet, a Homo sapien of this species... ever needs $1 billion.
No.
Ever. And if you have $1 billion in the bank, if you have more than $1 billion, like, do you know what I mean? It's a red flag.
Yeah,
if you got there, I
guess. Yeah, no, but lots of people, like Warren Buffett, didn't he give away like 99% of his wealth?
Well, okay, good. And I would like to know what that other 1% is because I'm sure you could give away even more.
Oh, but like, are you really going to say that, Greg?
Yes.
That's insane. See what I mean? Absolute. Like,
no, I know.
I don't disagree in that. Someone like Elon Musk or even Bill Gates, like, they have so much money. They probably did some shady stuff to get there. Maybe not shady, but they probably, like, even Bill Gates, I think people have talked about, like, he wasn't a pleasant person to work with. And he was really, I think he said, like, he was extremely selfish and capitalistic. But now that he's come out the other end, he realized what's important.
Well, he's going to give away a few billion.
He gives away a lot more than a few billion.
Okay, but my point is, and, like, even us, like, we have... like, because of our job, gotten to a certain level of affluence that I never could have imagined in my life. And the biggest thing for me this year is like, okay, we need to start giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
I have way, way, way less money than them, but I'm like, this is what I need to live. This is what I need to have, like, a pretty, like, normal, happy lifestyle. Anything more than this is actually insanity to me.
Yes,
and
just because you have it doesn't mean, like, you're bad.
Well, I think it does.
So, like, is that your main thesis just against Elon Musk? Is that
No. Okay, Elon Musk. Okay, let's go. Okay.
Well, it's going to be... Yeah, okay. Let's go.
So, first of all, I went to Queen's University in Canada. And if anyone knows, stereotype of Queen's University, red flags. Okay,
so rude, Greg. Like, my cousin that you like a lot, that we just went to her wedding.
Excuse me, which one was it?
The one we just went to her wedding.
Yeah, don't like her. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Went to Queen's. They all grew up in Kingston.
Yeah, and also when I see them, I'm like, excuse me, I know what you're saying. It's a little problematic. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk through this. I know you went to Queen's.
And you think that people from Guelph are better. And Toronto, maybe Toronto.
It's a debate, okay.
Yeah, you're losing, like, to yourself.
I know,
right
I'm like,
now.
Sorry, Kingston and Queens fans, but no. Seriously, look in the mirror.
So this all is right. Because what you're saying is your red flag, like, these points all add together. Because we know people who went to
Elon Musk lives in Bel Air, red flag. Okay.
Oh, does he? What?
Okay, he's worth $20.8 billion. Serious red flag. Okay, he's the CEO of Tesla, SpaceX, and like Neural. How could you be the CEO of all those things? There's only 24 hours in the day, and you're dating Grimes on the side. Like, excuse me, buddy, but you don't need all those titles. Pick one.
Okay, Greg, don't you think this is a bit of ignorance on your end? Like, I don't think you even know what a CEO does.
Yeah.
What do they do?
They sit in an office, they get told what to do, and they're supposed to be really good at talking to other people.
To
yes. Every CEO I've ever met, red flag.
Okay, no. Oh, you've never met a CEO. Unless it was some independent company.
Out of choice.
Okay. Not joking around. Here's what I think. I think it's cool that somebody is aspiring to do some of the things that he's doing. So, like, obviously, I'm fully behind his efforts to change the world for the better that are, like, related to global climate change, that are related to, like, solar energy, wind energy, and, like, electric cars. I don't know. I'm not educated enough about him and his practices to know whether or not the means to get there is problematic. that's where I kind of toe the line, because I'm like, I think what he's trying to accomplish is cool. I think he definitely is caught up in, like, I think right now, seeing his online presence, I'm like, it seems weird, like a little unhinged, almost like Trump, where you're like, you're a billionaire, you run all these companies, why are you responding to, like, an average citizen's tweet at you?
Exactly.
And that's where recently I've been like, something's weird. Like, maybe he cares too much about his self-image, and I think that's what's been coming out, is like, a lot of this is PR, it's press, like, his move to try and help, like, the boys in Thailand who were trapped was like a failure, and he was really upset that
pure
it came
comedy.
Off that way. Yeah, so, but at the end of the day, like, I could have been okay if he tried to help that. Like, if he tried to help and was like, we're going to bring this submarine, and it failed, I could still be behind the idea that, like, he tried, if he kind of, like, accepted defeat respectfully and was like, maybe we didn't do enough research, we were trying something new, I'm glad that the kids got out safe with the help of others, like, this is something, a learning experience for us. And as long as he and his team weren't interfering, but were trying something innovative, I can get behind that.
But he's not like that. So that's the other thing about him that I think, like, in a more serious way creeps me out, is like for example the privatization of, like, going to space, right? Like, I do think, I obviously believe in government, and we're from a country where I think the government is an extremely important part of why it functions so well. And I think space travel, and something that's so important to, like, the human species, is something that needs to be public.
So what happens when Donald Trump's organization or government says
NASA?
No more funding?
What do you mean? No more funding for...
Like, let's say, like, and they've already cut back funding on NASA and other, like, scientific research endeavors. So what happens when a government doesn't believe in that?
Well, then I think the private citizens should be willing to make it public. When he did that SpaceX flight, he didn't allow that information to be public because he was afraid people would be like, this wasn't as, like, good as you thought. It was all PR.
Okay, access to information, I guess, is different.
Yeah.
But I think the argument is, like, there's not enough competition in those spaces to push the boundaries of how we get to space. Like, if
so, then we slow down and we do it in the slow process because we don't need to get to space right now. Like, if he wants to, like, die on
you
Mars,
don't need to get
whatever,
to space, honey.
Well, I'm just, even space, I mean, I don't want space travel to be controlled by some rich dude named Elon Musk that screams supervillain. You know what I mean? Like, that's his name. Elon Musk. It's like watching a superhero movie, and clearly he's gonna go unhinged and we're all gonna be at the whim of his mighty weapon.
Yeah, I can agree that one person also in charge of so many different organizations that are all about trying to change.
It's just like, yeah, why? Why do you need to be the face of all of these things? Because he's obviously
Greg,
a little wacka wacka wacky.
Well, that's not fair. And it might take a wacky person to, like, be innovative and to, like, step past the boundaries. Like, I'm sure there are plenty of people in this world who were stepping outside of what society said was normal. Like, even, we've talked about this before, like, when women were first allowed in hospitals, or, like, think of, like, female scientists who had to go against what literally was a world that said, you are wrong, you're not allowed here. I'm not saying he's,
why,
like, a martyr, because, like, he's a man.
And exactly. I'm like, why does it, I am, like, I know, like, people,
you're right,
like,
he
it's another,
he is enabled,
dude,
in a way. Yeah, but that's, like, fighting against the system, which we all should do and should promote, like, access for all to have these opportunities to lead and be, like, the great thinkers of our time. I agree with that, but I don't think it should stop somebody else. Like, if I was really inspired to promote and work on some cool technology, and I had the means and I had the intellect and I had the aspirations and motivation, should I not do it?
No, I think you should do it, but there's something about him that is making, you know,
so
what
this
I mean?
Is the premise of your debate is that there's just, like, your intuition is...
Yes, but my point is that I've had this feeling for so long, and you know this, and we've argued about this, and then all of a sudden this stuff is coming out now, and I'm just like, my intuition is right. I feel like it is.
Ooh, trusting your gut. I love intuition because it seems like a really mystical thing, but there's actually a lot of science behind why intuition works. Here's a quick example. You have to decide between buying three different homes. Okay, maybe you're not buying them. For me, you have to decide between renting three different apartments. What do you do? Do you make a pro-con list, a decision matrix tree, or do you just follow your intuition on the one that you think is the best option? It turns out that for complex decisions like this, following your gut is sometimes the best option. If we were to do some sort of pro-con list or decision matrix analysis, we sometimes attribute arbitrary weights on what's most important, like the price is most important, or that has a north-facing window is most important to you. Because our brains, using past information, are better at making these complex decisions and putting all this information together than, say, our pro-con list. But for a smaller decision, like what kind of brand of toothpaste you want to buy, do all the research, make that pro-con list, make a decision-making tree, because all that research is helpful when there's less variables at stake, but for the big decisions, sometimes your gut is the way to go. We actually did a whole video on this called Should You Trust Your Gut Instinct? And if you want to know more about intuition, you should check it out.
Do you actually think it's crazy now? That's the other thing. I'm curious about you, because we used to argue about this, but now it's sort of changed.
Seeing his tweets recently, I was like, something's off here. Like, yeah. Someone this rich and powerful.
But don't you think I always thought, like, aren't you kind of like, wow.
Not to this degree, but you're right. You definitely did have, because even when Grimes started dating him, you were like, oh, and that's before really, like, any major problematic stuff had come out about him. I think recently seeing that he had donated money to a GOP PAC to help, like, them win their primaries, or I don't really understand.
Yeah, he claims politics. He's fiscally conservative, another red flag.
Well, I think that is problematic because, yeah, he believes, like, I've heard he's pretty anti-union, and he's obviously, like, very, like, pro-private companies, and there can be a place for that, but also, like, unions are designed to, like, protect the rights of individuals, and if you're trying to make companies that are for the betterment of humankind, you should also not just be talking about humankind in the future, you should be talking about humankind, like, today.
Exactly, and, like, being fiscally conservative and being having $20 billion, it's like, what does that even mean? Like, I feel like if you have $20 billion, it's like, you should be like, I need someone to come in and take this money from me to make equal pay around this world. Mm. Like, no one deserves that money. Another thing about him too is, like, in one of those tweets is he was like, I've created all these jobs, like coming back at some random person.
Yes,
I'm like, created all these jobs, those people are working for you to be a billionaire. Yeah. Like, I hate when people
and it's
have
like,
that
it
idea.
Was, yeah, no, I've heard other, like, people use this argument, and it's like, you did not create these jobs out of the
goodness of
your
heart
for those people. It's like, you are using those people, which I'm not using that in a bad way, but, like, when you hire employees, it's to benefit your own company
and
yourself.
Which is exactly what I think.
It's great that jobs are created. Like, we should help and promote small businesses to, like, have the opportunities to bring on people and create jobs. But, like, even us, like, we didn't start ASAP Science so that we could create jobs. We needed the roles fulfilled.
Exactly. That's another thing that I'd like, as a small business owner who employs people, to think of the type of personality it takes to be like, I gave you this job. Like, all the people in our office, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so thankful of your work, because without you, we wouldn't be making these videos. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so weird. It makes me realize that they're those entitled people in their minds that, like, they
it's
literally
like a God
think
complex,
they gifted
right?
them
I think
a job.
It's hard when you think about, you're either this rich or you're this famous. I think it happens to celebrities too. Mm-hmm. Like, you gain a God complex that, like, your
existence. I'm like, did Grimes lose her grounding?
See, this is honestly the only thing that keeps me saying, like, I know the media can get in a frenzy over things, and she does. She is with him still. Maybe she won't be forever, but I think she's cool. I think she's intellectual. I think she's a really smart person. And who knows the sides of all this that we're not seeing. It doesn't mean that someone, like, really smart like her couldn't be with someone problematic if he is.
Maybe she wants to make a really good music video and, like,
yeah, she's like, I need to borrow a bill.
Yeah.
I just borrow. Or maybe it's like a friggin', like, art think piece where she's actually, like, infiltrating him, and then she's gonna make an album that exposes him.
Oh my God, Grimes is about
Please, Grimes.
To change the world. She's gonna pull the plug on Mars.
No, there's no way. There's
she's
no
gonna
way.
Solve climate
or
change.
She's going to Mars, and she's like, I'm gonna be the first person to film on Mars.
Oh no, that so wouldn't surprise me if she is the first pop star, not Lady Gaga, who ends up performing something in space. But the one thing I'll say about
that's gonna happen. Like, she's gonna be floating in space in a music video, and it's gonna be real.
And I'm gonna be so mad, but happy at the same time. The thing about Elon Musk that I would say is he's obviously a really strong proponent of trying to deal with the issue that is climate change, which is probably the biggest issue from a human species standpoint.
Yes,
of
but this
our
is
time.
What I think is problematic now is that why then are you donating? Like, okay, I don't fully admit I'm not in the politics world. Most of us are not. People listening. I know you maybe have to play this game, but it sucks that you're giving money to people who literally believe the opposite. Maybe people could argue that he's giving it so he can have influence on those people, but like that just seems shitty. It's
because he does, but the climate change, he has liberal perspectives on climate change, but he has like conservative perspectives on like money and business. Yeah.
But that's frustrating. It's like,
yeah.
Why, if you really are creating, like every company he's starting is like forward looking. They're all like talking about, you know, changing
AI,
the system
hyperloops.
Of the world. Yeah, like the things that are going to like make the world a better place. And so many of them link back to the environment and climate and the issues that we're having. And so to see that he's like a huge donor, and not like huge, I think it was like maybe $40,000,
but even willing,
like that, just kind of is like, okay, I know, I guess that stuff happens behind the scenes. Sometimes I think like it's similar with celebrities and musicians. Like, just because they're famous doesn't mean they work their way there. They strategize.
Doesn't mean that they're smart.
No, but and it's all political. Like people who become famous artists and musicians like play that game. Like even talking about, like this is going a little off the rails, but talking about how people had to work with like Harvey Weinstein. Like he was such an important figure that you had to play the politics of appeasing him to get roles. Like there are women who are like, I literally couldn't say anything, otherwise my career would be ruined because it mattered so much. I had to, and like if you make that analogy of like you kind of sometimes have to give in to the stuff you
think
don't
that's
believe.
Why he's doing it.
I mean, I don't know at all, like, but I'm maybe, saying politics is a world that like I'm so far removed from that maybe it's like, yeah, you need to work in behind the scenes to change people slowly. But I just,
but then it's
I
like
don't
not,
think
not
it's,
as interesting to me.
I don't think, I now don't believe he's as altruistic as I once thought. I think he is a capitalist. I think he maybe he cares about his own aspirations. As a result, he cares about the environment. But I think maybe first and foremost, like if his business intentions would be hurt by the environment suddenly, I don't know that maybe he would have to like change.
Yeah. And the thing that too is like Elon Musk is a household name, right? So everyone knows his name. And it's like, you're right. Maybe he has to play the system. But then I'm like, less interesting to me. There are people out there who are radical, who don't play the system. Let's know their names. We thought this could be a cool time to highlight some people who are actually doing radical, amazing things right now in a time that feels like it's just purely full of dread. Okay. So let's start with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I hope I said that right. I am so white, okay? She's likely to be the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. I finished an article about her last night, and it was, I don't know, it gave me shivers. She's amazing. So after the passing of her father, she worked extra hard at university studying biochemistry, economics, and international relations. So she's already, you know, has more experience than the president of the United States. She's worked with Black Lives Matter, queer activists, and other groups throughout New York City. And on June 26, 2018, she won the Democratic primary in New York's 14th congressional district. So in just under 1 year of campaigning, her and her volunteers made 170,000 phone calls, knocked on 120,000 doors, and sent 120,000 text messages. Not that long ago, seriously, she was a waitress. I think it was like just over a year ago she was a waitress, and now she is likely to be the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. Another New York queen, Patricia Cuomo, who scaled the Statue of Liberty as part of the Rise and Resist movement to protest against Trump's zero-tolerance policy on immigration. You know, she clearly did not give an F, and we all talked about it. It was a really amazing form of activism. And, of course, all the young activists who are part of the March for Our Lives. Seeing those 800,000 people silent after Emma Gonzalez's speech at the National Mall was amazing. And I think it is just always inspiring to hear about humans who are standing up for what they believe in and not following conventional norms and doing these things for the greater good of humanity, not just for money.
It'd be cool if even if he was somebody who was like, I'm not playing the system, I'm so rich and we're gonna like say an F you to all these people, saying the thing that we don't want them to say and pushing back and promoting oil and promoting like going back like however many years and technology. Like I do think it would be cool if he was doing that, but now we're realizing more and more like he's not really that radical in any way.
So I'm gonna end on the lowest of low blows. Michelle Obama, plug your ears. And it's that genetically he got his genes from his dad, and his dad just had a kid with his stepdaughter. So those are the genes flowing through his body. I know that that's definitely a low blow, but when I saw that, I was like, red flag number 427.
And he murdered three people.
Yeah, like his dad is a murderer, but he's distanced himself from his father. But
yeah,
he said
his dad is.
Let's not go down the genetic path.
Well, I did.
Greg.
You know, we got lots of episodes about genes. You can't control them. You got them from your mom and your daddy O. And his daddy O is a murderer who dated
his
stepdaughter.
Gregory,
Woody Allen, we're coming for you next.
No, you just lost everything by making this point.
Can we edit it out?
No, because you're a freak. And please. Now y'all know what I deal with when Greg just says like crazy shit sometimes. And I'm like, you were on the right path,
but
Greg.
I'm always right.
Yeah,
I'm
but
just kidding.
No, you were on the right path until you went and friggin' why'd you go and have to fly off the handle? I hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy now.
I hope you're happy how you hurt your cause forever.
Elon Musk is evil.
I hope you're happy. Can we just do an episode where we sing Wicked?
I'm pretty sure it's either copyright infringement / people might be like, I don't need to listen to that. But we could do from beginning to end the whole musical, including the talking parts. Fiero. That's all.
No, how does it start? Good news. No, I don't know.
That's definitely how it starts. So pretend you don't know.
Okay. Anyway, let us know
your opinion
on
Elon
Musk.
So good news. I convinced Mitch.
I think I'm still yet to be determined. I definitely am way more
central. You're just saying that because you know that.
No. I can still give him a chance to redeem himself because I believe in some of the projects he's working on. But more and more, you hear about behind the scenes, things are not so great at Tesla. Like, you hear about, like, employees being really disgruntled, things going bad. So it may be unraveling. But just because it unravels doesn't mean he is necessarily a bad person, is kind of what I'm getting at.
And all I'd say is, Grimes, please break up with him so I can go back to 100% loving you. Right now I'm at about 91%, okay? That other 9% needs to be won back by you dumping him or taking over Tesla and just, like, doing it all yourself. You know, produce that own, produce your own album, produce your own. I'm losing it. Edit this out.
Leave us a comment, # Side Note Podcast, or follow us at Mitchell Moffitt and at Will. Watch me, PLZ.
Oh, God.
Let's
I
know
think
what
that
think.
Every time
we're
you
gonna
say
get,
my
there's
handle.
Like there's an Elon Musk army out there that gets really upset.
Yeah, we're screwed.
So please don't come and kill us.
We are risking our lives
well,
for truth.
Don't joke about that. Like, there
no,
are crazy
true.
People out there. But yeah, follow us and let us know what you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Oh,
ew,
this is an awful
ew,
sound in ears.
Ew,
like,
I actually wanna
you're allowed to unsubscribe. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.